Blog Talk Radio.
Random.
Bob's gonna die soon. How the fuck that motherfucking nigga even make it so damn far? Watches The Walking Dead like I do, call in, explain to me how the fuck Bob has survived so damn far. Nigga has not died yet, but he's causing everyone else to die. What the fuck?
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I wonder if Festity realizes she's on, that she's not muted. But I guess I'll go with a track.
Money's everything. Smack you in your bitch for a dollar and some change. Looking strange, me mugging in the back of the club. I'm hanging out, getting drunk with my nigga Tom Dub. Yeah. Always showing mad love.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause the money be right. I'm out of sight with the diamond shining bright, fool. Slap a bitch in a minute for free. But believe that, all the money coming with me. Well,
I've been spending cheddar since it jingled in my pocket. Program my mind since birth, attaining profit. Yeah, I got it. One, fives, and tens. No high denomination, one fly by the feds. Still I got the flow safe with more Benji's in the sugar in your cupcake ass. So tell a friend, wait, you can tell him I stay green like Willie. Skrilla for real, my nigga, tell me, can you feel me?
Skrilla, money in his
bag. Cables, links, ropes and chains.
Skrilla, Skrilla, money in his bag.
White, leather, gators and canes.
Skrilla, Skrilla, money in his bag.
But I'm heavy into stress, back a Glock in the vest. And the thrill is what I quest in the passenger side of the Navy. Right behind the black caddy, rolling deep. All these bitches looking at me, shining, flossing diamonds. Now that I'm in the mood to bump these sounds louder than the cop sirens. Moving keys from overseas, on consignment, through the streets, to these killers, to make a spiller.
I wanna bank the squilly for really, what's a dilly? It ain't silly, I'm trying to bank like 30 or 40 milli. And be the big willy, with the flake deal. Fuck mowing lawns, and serving up happy. I fold my ones in a knot and slap a 50 on top. In front of the bitches like, oh, look what I dropped.
Ow.
Bitch took it and broke, I had to laugh. And aimed at the back of her head and blew it in half.
Gorilla, gorilla, money in his bag.
Cables, links, ropes and chains.
Gorilla, gorilla, money in his bag.
Can you feel her? True OG, neighborhood capilla, underground drug dealer with the 15 watts and another Bentley parked outside. Fuck you, bitch, you'll still get jacked, cause I always leave my motherfucking pistol back. Fuck Grilla, for real, boo, I'm a killer. Go off in your griller with your pockets for your bills. Yeah, stacking my tank bag, cheese green and things, letting my nuts hang, getting down the line of Soul Train. Don Cornelius and Cliff, we got money plans. Me and my man put our hands on no less than grass, man. I'm about to get paid. Cocking 2 million for my piss and 2 chill, yeah.
Gorilla, gorilla, money in his bag.
Cables, links, ropes and chains.
Gorilla, gorilla, money in his bag.
White, leather, gators and canes.
Gorilla, gorilla, money in his bag.
We rip super fly holes with a nose for jeans.
Gorilla, gorilla, money in his bag.
Black trucks rolling on triple gold D. One for you, five for me. One for you.
And we're back. And god damn it, Beth, just stop trying. All you're worth is being fucked. You can't kill fucking zombies. I can't cook to save your life.
I'm mad at Havoc.
This is Havoc, genius.
You don't need it. Oh, hey. Hey, I'm in the middle of cooking right now, so I couldn't, I'm not really paying attention. I'm mad at you because you freaking tagged me in there, and now there's fucking bitch fucking flipping out at me for no fucking reason.
Well, let's see, you tag us and everything, so I figured I'd tag you.
Yeah, but there's no fucking reason. I even said, I don't want him. I am engaged. Like, and she still flipped. The fuck?
Yeah, see, this is something I still don't even understand. How the fuck are you engaged with someone after being with them for only a month?
Because sometimes you'll actually, like, you can, I don't know how to explain it. Okay, you can just, I don't know how to explain it. It's indescribable. Okay, like, I know, I've known him for a while, but the thing is I've always pushed him off. Like, I used to, I put him in the friend zone a couple times, and he still stuck by. That's another, that's one of the reasons why. And he's still there for me. Does that make sense? I love him.
I mean, let's put it this way. You've only been together for a month. Being engaged after a month is stupid and pointless.
I guess. Your opinion. But that made me mad. I was very, very upset with that.
Oh, well. You get over it.
Oh, and my boyfriend's commenting on it now. I love how Ghetto said, he's all like, you can't, my friends can't see anything when I tagged him. And I was like, that don't matter. He can still see it. He don't need to be on his profile.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Who?
Ghetto.
Is he here? He's busy uploading one of his new tracks to the soundboard.
See? An example. We didn't wait a couple weeks to say I love you.
Yeah, but still.
And I didn't say it first. I never say it first, actually.
Doesn't necessarily mean you have to, you know, say it back to the person.
That's funny.
By the way, what does that figure out the whole they're not about that life? The fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't know what that means. It was him. Is he still commenting?
No. He died.
No. Oh, he probably got on his Facebook now. We traded Facebooks.
Yeah, I don't think that's retarded. I don't give a fuck how long I've known somebody. I don't give a fuck how long we've been together. Ain't no way in hell no bitch would ever get my profile password.
Well, I trust him, so it's right.
Yeah, that's a fucked up move right there. Because what happened... Why? Because of the fact, let's see, you say you trust him, but then you two break up.
I can just change my password.
Except if he's, you know, on your page when you two break up already, and then he could change the password.
But then I have a thing where I can make it so it says it was hacked, and because I have my backup profiles where if somebody does hack it, it'll send a password or whatever to the other ones. One of the three other pages. So
it's time for some brand new Ghetto G and Busta B. This is About That Life. They know I'm about that life.
sure you're a chemo. Flying high like Prince Ali, you're lost like Nemo. Dude hating on that bug, bitch, what does he know? Playing slots with parts, hit the jackpot casino. Leave your stick like Dino. Breaking records like Marino. I'm hot like Jalapeno. You a rookie, bitch, Bambino. People wanna compare me to every other rapper. You think I'm the real lies, originality's what I'm after. The people think I suck or just close-minded, they're blinded. The world shut the door, yeah, you're behind it. You follow and I lead. You doubt but I believe. You struck out but I achieve. Creativity I bleed. I'm the Grim Reaper, the teacher of this game. I'm the main fucking feature, you're the preacher of the lanes. I'm about that life of perfection, you'll never understand. Reaching for the stars, that's so close to burn my hands.
You see, the thing with me is, I won't do relationships anymore because they're kind of pointless. Such as the fact you get stuck with a crazy ass bitch. Fuck that. It's either friends or benefits or one night stands. That way there's no strings attached. And if your ass gets pregnant, it ain't on me. Plain and simple. Right, Ghetto G?
Clearly you didn't learn that from Sesame Street.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Are these the type of conversations you have with yourself on a daily?
No, well, considering like I'm not by myself, I got Destiny here with us.
It's the same thing as being alone.
That's true. But no, I was just saying, man.
Flicking,
like,
your, flicking your damn lighter for like 10 minutes, talking to yourself. Well, what are you going to do today, Havoc? Well, I might buy some lighter fluid. I might buy a new lighter. I'll knock some bitch up, and she gets pregnant. That ain't me.
I'm not. I'm
so
just
please,
saying.
So
man.
Please tell me whose fault that would be.
Man, that would be the bitch for not using fucking birth control.
You know, that doesn't always work.
I mean, come on, man, fucking shit. I've learned my lesson. After being with the fucking crazy bitches I've been with, shit, I ain't doing no relationship. If I want to get fucked, if I want to do some fucking, fine, one night stand, a friend's benefit, shit. If you get pregnant, it ain't my fault.
Well, you're going to be one of those people, huh? Knock people up and then be like, oh, well, I'm out. Not my
exactly.
problem.
Exactly.
Not where I put it.
That is where you put it. Right in her ass.
No, because one's for me.
Did I get the bigger one?
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
So, wait, does that mean you get out of her ass?
Her ass is for her apparently.
Heartburn! Oh.
Yeah, especially after seeing, you know, those two. Yeah, I made up my mind about not doing this because
man, he is now for abortions.
What the hell was that?
I really am.
Something just went into my milk.
Something went into your milk? Yeah. It ain't having a problem though.
Yeah, it's definitely not my problem.
There's a reason I don't drink milk. I hate milk.
Why? Because you don't want strong bones?
No, because I already have strong bones. But no, because there's always something fucking floating in it.
The hell kind of milk are you drinking?
Well, my aunt buys fat free milk.
Man, she got that third world country milk.
Well, if you're really thirsty, Dusty, I got something you can drink.
Ew!
Yeah, if you're in the market for some lemonade.
I'm mad at both of you guys right now.
Warm as piss.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
No shit.
Is your chicken dumb, Abby? Good? Do you like it?
Do you think I'm dumb, Abby? Yes.
Hey, I'm a bomb cook, okay?
Well, then why don't you buy some good milk, then?
Because I'm not the one who bought the milk. And I don't drink milk, that's why I don't buy it.
Well, I'm sure the things that you cook need milk.
I made some bomb chicken today, though.
With milk?
No, I didn't use milk. I made rice and chicken and broccoli.
Thug life!
That wasn't me. That was my boyfriend.
Mr. Thug Life.
Okay, have you guys heard of, let me look what it's called.
Oh, we haven't heard about that.
Here, let me Google search this real quick.
Well, while you're at it, you can look up Thug Life for Thug Life.
he was disappointed when he couldn't read the shit, so he just went on her profile.
TMG. Have you heard of TMG?
TMG? No, I heard of TMZ.
You're right. K, Okay, but, so apparently there's a gang that's called TMG, and they held a gun up to somebody yesterday that I know, and I'm like, I've never even heard of them, okay?
Did you just say
How
a video gang?
Huh? No. They said they're a gang, but
oh, a gang.
Nobody's even heard of them. We're like, you're...
Yeah, dude, man, they're fresh off of Sesame Street. Don't your boyfriend roll with them?
No, because they tried holding a gun to my boyfriend yesterday. It was funny.
Oh, man,
it
that was
funny.
An initiation, man. He didn't get the letter of the day right.
We're like, who the fuck are you? Sorry, I'm not supposed to swear. That was on accident. You didn't hear that, Abby.
Fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck.
No swearing. Cock off.
Shit.
Cock off. What is she like? A baby?
Hey, no, I learned in Job Corps, okay, when I was in Job Corps, there was this Filipino lady.
Say K one more time, I'm cutting your tongue off.
There was this Filipino lady. Well, she used to come up to us, and when we were doing PDA or something like that, she'd say, "That's Kakashi."
What? Also the display of affection.
She's like, no, she was like this little mini Filipino lady that wore, like, hooker heels.
Hooker heels, what the fuck?
They were, like, huge.
What?
Apparently Destiny wears hooker heels.
No, I don't. I'm sorry, my life is more, like, entertaining than yours.
If you want to call it that.
It is. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, no, it ain't.
How is it not?
It's more like we're laughing at you.
Huh. I don't care.
Yeah, and your thug life boyfriend.
Okay, that was just, he was, he says,
I'm going to tell you right now, your boyfriend is white, he ain't no thug.
My dog is more thug than him.
Oh, gosh. Just let him believe he is. Okay.
No.
Shit, my cat's more thug than he is.
Man, dude, you don't even know how thug your cat is, man. Your cat straight up throws full hampers down the steps at you, okay?
Yeah, I think somebody needs to, you know, sit down with your boyfriend and explain to him what a thug is. It ain't no damn white boy.
I'm not even quite sure how this turned into all this thug shit.
Because you guys started making fun of my boyfriend?
I don't even remember making fun of him, though. Like, it just happened.
It happens when you guys tag me into something. And
I
then,
tagged you into shit?
I never said who.
What do you mean you never said who? You tagged the person who you thought tagged you.
And then somebody's girl had to get all jealous.
Yeah, what's wrong with that bitch?
I don't even get jealous. What?
Did she just say that?
Yes.
Yeah. It is.
Ain't she the one that whenever somebody says hello, it's like, I got a man tag.
Hey, that doesn't mean I'm not saying that I'm jealous.
No, you're claiming that you're annoying with that.
Yeah, pretty much. She hung up.
So I see TNA is clearly ripping off of WWE with that thing that you were telling me about Abyss pulling him under the ring. I didn't realize he did it exactly how The Undertaker and stuff does it.
It's like, holy shit.
Like, really? And somebody's making fun of me, talking about, like, who's lacking originality?
Oh, man. But on a good note, Team MVP won.
Well, there's a shocker.
But no, it's funny because Dixie Carter brought in a special guest referee that was, you know, she thought would help her. Man, special guest referee turned on her.
Somebody made a good point whenever they were talking about that the other day, talking about MVP didn't come in just to leave this quick. So, of course, he was going to win.
But it's funny because of the fact that Dixie brought in fucking Bully Ray to be the special guest referee.
Bully Ray, really?
And to make sure that her team won.
Didn't he get buried along, like, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Oh, man. But, I will say the first match was definitely a good match, though. Can't lie about that.
Hell.
And then the match between Manic and fucking Tigre 1, or however you say his damn name, or Uno.
Uno. You only have one card left?
That's his name, Tigre Uno.
So what does that mean? Tiger One.
Well, a.k.a. Extreme Tiger. But yeah, man, that dude's fucking good, man. Fucking, like I said, you know, he was trained by one of the best in the fucking business. Rey Mysterio Sr.
Sure as hell wasn't Rey Mysterio Jr.
Yeah, man, I'm sure if he got trained by him, he'd be getting injured a lot.
Rey Mysterio is the one that trained Sin Cara.
Yeah, you could tell with how they both get injured. Because the real Sin Cara's still out with a fucking broken finger.
Jeez, man. Like, a year for a broken finger.
Yeah, right.
Like, why should that even matter whenever you only wrestle once a week?
Yeah, right.
If that.
I don't even know.
I guess he doesn't want to come back and fight Del Rio anymore. He said, fuck this.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
He's like,
go
ahead, Hunico. You go beat me. I'm done.
Oh, man. But at least fucking... what's his damn name? Austin Aries doesn't have that fucking X Division title anymore. Then again, it's not even in the U.S. anymore.
Oh, joy. Another title that went to Japan.
Yep.
I wonder if they realized how stupid they are. let's make all these people lose their titles so these people can go over to Japan with them all the time. That makes sense. And we'll cry about it. We'll cry about it for weeks, and we'll have some little British guy go try to steal all the titles all the time.
to get his ass kicked. Yeah,
that'd
dude,
be the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Saya Sonata is his name.
That sounds like a car or something.
But, yeah, man, it was Sonata, the Great Muda, and I can't remember the other dude's fucking name. It was them versus, like I said, fucking Daniel Kazarian and Saban.
Woo.
That was one by far one of the best matches of the night. But it's funny how Destiny just died. Like, after we told her how annoying it is that she keeps mentioning that she has a boyfriend. Then she hung up.
I think it has finally worked. we exercised our demons.
Yeah, for the time right. being. Because she always returns.
So what are we going to listen to? A long song, huh?
Let's see. Well, if we're going to go with a long track, might as well go with a good one. Here we go with Assassins.
You know who you're fucking with. Big clown. You know who you're fucking with.
He was cover, he was trying to snatch his jewelry and ran. I caught up with Nate and said I think it's worth a grand. He smiled, then he giggled, then he shook my hand. The jam was going down, I need the money, so I'm giddy. The fucking steak was cool, only gave us $7.50. My mama threw me out, I called my sister a whore. Now my house is abandoned, my bed is the floor. It's been a week, I haven't eaten, I'm starving, I crawl. So my teacher, Miss Elena, up at Wellington Mall. I broke into a dozen and jumped in the back and waited for the bitch to put my shank to her neck. She gave me off of the car keys, cried and said please. She promised not to tell and give me A's and B's. I said I want your money, bitch, and all I can sell. Now I looked into her eyes and she was scared as hell. I knew she was a snitch, so I cut off her tongue. Got happy with the trigger, now I'm on the run. And a cold-blooded, he's dead. Hypocrite, he wasn't bigot, so I cut off his head. Poured on the holy water, bless the dead is what I said. And heard the demon screaming as his body bled. Now I'm drunk on the freeway. Just the other day I saw a fine hitchhiker and I wanted to blame. Pulled up to the curb so I can offer a ride. She said thanks, I said no thank you. She got inside. Even as I'm creeping, I'm packing an erection. I'm steering with my dick, I'm like, look, which direction? Made it to her abs, she got out and said, you made like Martin Schumann, help me kill a 2-liter. Went into my trailer, I filled up the glass. Before she took a sip, I had my dick in her ass. I banged it and banged it, this shit was absurd. Like she was 40 points and I was some fucking nerd. Then she rolled over and gave me a kiss and said,
so when am I getting paid?
What, bitch? First I tried to choke her, she went for the door and said,
welcome to the disease. There's no cure for it.
Bitch, I love you, but now you gotta die. I chased her through the door, but she slammed it in my eye. She passed by my voice, and I knew he was stressed. Billy pulled out his gun and shot the bitch in her face.
day. What the fuck? I'm a news they found their head stuffed up for fuck's sake. I'm an assassin. A motherfucking assassin. An assassin.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Hi, I'd like to speak to Mike Wood.
Who's calling?
This is Sean.
I'm sorry, who?
Sean.
Did you say Sean?
Sarah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah?
Mike Wood, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Hello?
Yes, I have a complaint, a formal complaint.
Go ahead.
They're just evil.
Who's evil?
The last booking you had, they jumped from the stage and they tried to finger me in the audience.
Who is this?
This is Sal.
You're referring to who?
To myself and my rear. What do you mean am I referring to?
What band?
The Insane Clown Posse.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Do you book them or no?
Yes, I am the booking agent for the Insane Clown Posse.
That's who you are, and I just so happened to be a poor fool that was standing in the front row when one of them jumped on me. Knocked me down and obliviously stuck his fingers in my ass. I don't need this. Why do you let this go on?
Why are you calling me about this?
Well, you're booking them. Get off the phone, you stupid ass. Who's helloing me? Mike Wood, please.
This is Mike Wood.
Please stop booking him, Mike. Please. They're driving me nuts.
Alright, I'll be back. Now, up next. What do you say we go to classic Soulja Boy this? This is M-Wall with Shank Dat.
So Soulja Boy want to talk about soldiers, huh? Say fuck the U.S. Army troops? Alright, I got something for your ass, you little faggot. Army troops aren't real ass shit. Soldier boy a real ass bitch. He already dug his ditch. That's alright, he bout to get shank, shank that faggot boy. 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 Army troops aren't real ass shit. Soldier boy a real ass bitch. He already dug his ditch. That's alright, he bout to get shank, shank that faggot boy. 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 Soldier boy wanna diss the troops. Yeah, the troops that really shoot. Post-traumatic stress means we'll kill your ass and not give a hoot. Snatch your chain on burglary. Throw grenades at your security. Even cops in your hood wouldn't call that an emergency. Did it lame in the game. Now you pissed off the dudes with aim. Who gives a fuck if you're getting changed? Won't do much good without your brain. Spit a cow will make you shit your pants. You won't even get a chance. I'll blow your leg off first so your faggot ass gets a dance. Army troops all real ass shit. Soldier boy a real ass bitch. He already dug his ditch. That's alright, he bout to get shank, shank that faggot boy. 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 Army troops on real ass shit. Soldier boy a real ass bitch. He already dug his ditch. That's alright, he bout to get shank, shank that faggot boy. 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 Y'all trick, y'all, I'm popping y'all. Speed dial, yo doctor up. His final diagnosis. Soldier boy wasn't hard enough. Make a round, hit your dome. Bullet kiss you through the phone. Like them dudes in 08 who got up in your home. That could be me and my Armagoon. Yeah, me and my platoon. Rest in peace, DeAndre Way. Yeah, that shit's coming soon. You retard, you asinine. Kill your ass, I won't have to try. Keep talking stupid, you can visit your little brother in the afterlife. Army troops on real ass shit. Soldier boy a real ass bitch. He already dug his ditch. That's alright, he bout to get shank, shank that faggot boy. 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 Army troops on real ass shit. Soldier boy a real ass bitch. He already dug his ditch. That's alright, he bout to get shank, shank that faggot boy. 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 Now I would tell y'all just to boycott that motherfucker's music, but he's so fucking garbage, none of y'all listen to him anyways.
Alright, soldier boys, so I hope you get the message. If I ever see you on the street, I swear, on my mama's life, I will take your fucking chain right off your neck. My boys will help too. And we'll curb stomp your little pussy ass. I don't give a fuck who you hang out with. You can bring all them famous motherfuckers, you know, they can get it too. Fuck with us, soldier boy, you already know what's up, you little puss ass motherfucker. I'm out this bitch.
Alright, y'all, next, Outland Camp. We don't pronounce the R's.
Yara boy. New England. East Coast Sis Movement. What the fuck is up? Yara, yara, yara. Every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling. Trying to find you women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
Who is the track that's big? He cracked the Outland Camp back on that shit. Super retarded, doo-doo dumb. I'ma show y'all just where I'm from. Massachusetts, right by the ocean. Do our own thing, get slow motion. Drink that potion, pour it up. Jolly Rancher's purple tuck. Seat laid back with a window crack. And I lean up in my ride. I turn the volume up and then I open the door. And then I hop up out the side. I can't lie, I go ride the whip. Up and down the strip as you feelin' that shit. Go fucking crazy, shakin', dressin',
every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling. Trying to find you women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
I roll up to the party, stinking like tequila. One thing on my cranium is leaving with Senorita Bonita Latina Chica. I need you for the weekend. Got 2 10 packs of biz, and your friends know what it is. And you know they're invited too. Cause once I'm on two, there's no telling what we gonna do. Let's start in the pool, oh, then move it to the study. Your girl shit ass ugly, have her sit back and study.
I'm on everyone in one space, run up,
every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holler at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling. Trying to find two women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
Ghost riding the whip in winter conditions. Candy flipping, canary yellow paint dripping.
Drake, drip it, drip down.
Big jackets and gloves, though. Relaxing on 24s, I'm working on second dome. We rolling up to the party. Hoes be getting a little bit rowdy, showing off their bodies. No, they can find me in that rag top. But whenever that sun be coming around, I'm steadily hitting switches. So we rolling rag down. We like how that sounds. The way that we running everything from the six to downtown. Got white butterflies and them orange kangaroos. Sun, green, Superman's nearly anything to choose from. Listen up, I do dumb. Might be dang. Flavors like that ice remain. I ain't playing. Y'all are saying, understand, playing the game. I do dumb. Icy dang, flavors like that ice cream man. I ain't playing, y'all are saying, understand, slang in the game. Every way y'all live is like a party.
Put your mother in the state, Jack, you punk ass white boy. Come here and tell me if I fuck you in your ass, you punk. You faggot, you can't touch me, you're not man enough. I'll eat your ass on the lobby, bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face, I'll fuck you ass for everybody. You bitch, come on, you bitch. me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
Hi, y'all. We back. Now up next. Shit, now I'm already here for OTEP. Crush. Y'all, up next, this is Ill Bill, Savick, Red, self-titled, Soulsy Social Club, and Ironic, Walk Away.
Stop all fights, the rah-rah type. Drinking out of small balls so my mind's not right. I better yet perfect. Destroy hotel rooms and burn shit. We go to war for our right to party. Perverted pussy pop and drop it like it's hot. Ride me in the spot, bitch bent over and pop the honey bottle in the twat. S-rated when we get faded. We get high, homie, elevated. My favorite way to celebrate it. Mix liquors like a scientist. I hold a drink in each hand, call me Iron Fist. Throw chairs when the DJ play Annie up. We don't care, sipping rum out of the Stanley Cup. Never stop from sundown to sunrise. The fun never dies. We creatures of the night, sleep the day away. We never see the light, we live the vampire life. Finger on the pulse of pulmonary. Breakfast at 6 p.m., raw cushion, Bloody Mary. Yeah.
Get your boots laced right
tight
tonight. We're getting in a huge fight.
Hey, yo.
Ain't coming home from the club, just some bucks coming in his own blood. A few screws loose with a huge set of knots.
And a passion fulfilled. Pop a package of pills, numb the action and guilt. Ill addiction, Molly tripping. You a politicking in a strip club. Lap dance, she let you slip your dick in. Now you're sticking your balls burn. Got caught up on your terms. You should've walked away, but you stayed. Where we all learn, don't play box, say nothing to Bill. Run the risk of getting disc flipped or punching the grill. Not a tough guy, muff dive, must drive. Plush five, plus top, crush lives. Fuck lives, nonfiction, my vision. Truth in the pain, how you a baller and a player, but keep losing the game. Like the 360 deal, your extra took you for your cash. Flow. The cop who locked you up and treated you like an asshole. Misery and conflict, aggression and will. Your belligerent behavior got you messed with and killed.
Hey, yo! Get your boots laced up tight tonight. We're getting in a huge fight.
Hey, yo!
Ain't coming home from the club. There's some goof covered in his own blood. A few screws loose with a huge set of nuts. Ain't nobody fucking with us.
Slinger with two on the hip, one on the ankle. Yeah, I got contracts, but not from a label. I had hoop dreams, but they were visions of me slam dunking your brain in a dumpster container. Howie Mandel, Carter Baker, telling me it ain't no deal. Feed you ammo buffets, give you a wholesome meal. TGIF, thank God it's Friday, but when my watch is new face, it's like Ruby Tuesdays. Fuck a bitch, fuck a hoe, fuck the room that you came from. I'm the dude with the same gun that John Woodproof had Abe done. You should've walked away, son, that liquor found on your breath. Left you with them birds chirping all around on your head. So get wasted, party animals, and drink this Jack Daniels till your whole body's flammable. Ignite this match and you'll die hard. Throw your head first into the trash can at your favorite dive bar.
Hey, yo! Get your boots laced right tight tonight. We're getting in a huge fight.
Hey, yo!
Ain't coming home from the club. There's some bucks coming in his own blood. A few screws loose with a huge set of knots. Ain't nobody fucking with us.
No.
Ain't nobody fucking with us.
No.
Ain't nobody fucking with us.
Hey,
alright, y'all, we back. Up next, Explain Loyalty.
Y'all were claiming king, but you died with no dynasty. Little lookout cats trying to hide for a finder's fee. Demon on my side, that's my guy, he's reminding me. Every rap of mine back in time, they're rewinding me. Every back is mine that I turned is aligned with me. My mystique is real, I'm the legend in the urban myth. Drug addiction all around my corner and I'm serving. You should know this and notice to put it on a notice. They'll stab you on the back when the hood is on your shoulders. Speaking to the people, so what good is y'all promoters? I analyzed the game and understood it all was bogus. So I've been watching you, watching me, and I'm looking back. Seen you pushing smack, counting dirty money, cooking crack. I used to have cigarette burns in my sofa. You listen to my world as it turns in my culture.
Riding by myself, got me feeling lonely. Cruising through the city with my tank only. Looking for my friends, where the fuck's my homies? The only thing I ask for is loyalty. There's way too many snakes in this game for me. And murder is the only thing you get for me.
try to shoot my plane down. I'm incognito with desert eagles and spray pounds. Life of a gambler, sideline scrambler. This ain't no winning at porn. We don't fuck with amateurs. Baby blue Porsche, bucket seats, and I'm flying, son. In the fast lane, drunk as fuck like I'm Ryan Dunn. High off of life, take a hit of my success. Driving by myself, hearing voices, I'm possessed. What the fuck you haters talking about? What happened to the loyalty? I'm royalty. These sour milk duds trying to spoil me. Couple shots of whiskey got me pissy, feeling dizzy. Shouldn't drive, but I'm behind the wheel, flying through the city. Got Molly in the passenger, Mary Jane in the back. My block is hotter than Africa. All my pistols are black.
Riding by myself, got me feeling lonely. Cruising through the city with my tank on me. Looking for my friends, where the fuck my homies? The only thing I ask for is loyalty. There's way too many snakes in this game for me. And murder is the only thing you get for free. I ain't even worried about my lawyer's fees. My gun bang bang for that loyalty.
Straight off the block with the shooter report. Y'all fuck boys twice style, serve soup with a fork.
Yeah.
When gun talk meet the kiss of death. Disrespect runs deep when the allegiance disconnect. Loading up the ammo on that Rambo, that pop off silent like the D in Django. Navy SEAL clone, prepared for the unknown. Living on the razor's edge till the gun blow. Y'all done fuck with some suicide bombers. Walking to a hail of bullets with body armor. Pearl Harbor, the man's a nuisance, and he just came home early, and he duking.
Know what they say?
A dog has his day, the ass ride a check, the mouth gotta pay. It ain't a crime wave, it's enemy occupation. Step cross enemy lines, termination, that's loyalty.
Riding by myself, got me feeling lonely. Cruising through the city with my tank on me. Looking for my friends, where the fuck my homies? The only thing I ask for is loyalty. There's way too many snakes in this game for me.
Bang bang
for that loyalty.
Alright, y'all, next. Sly Fox. Let's go all the way.
Jump, 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 jump.
Yeah.
Time for some Soul Sick Social Club. Once again, Dead Friends Don't Tell, featuring Peter Jackson.
All I ever wanted was a friend. All I ever asked for was a hand. Guess it's not in my cards to have someone that I can rely on talking next to.
You don't. Stevie Stone, check Anita, put a hex on you. Best believe it, I got that potion.
The potion.
You hear me on your airwaves, causing some commotion.
Q.S., Q.S., you get the bobbin' when you're rockin' with the best. Midwest, Midwest, spread to the east, north, south, and the west. Midwest explosion, yeah. Midwest explosion, yeah. Midwest explosion, all in the middle, and I'm headed.
Nina the cleaner, bust it like none other can. Misery, country, and then Banjo and Sullivan. Salt and pepper, DZs, they see me and scream, what a man. Never love her, but I cut her, she stutter like the gutter man. Hang loose and grit it,
strange music critic.
Bang through the sh- with the strange music critic. Gang slang to the critics. Main, when you get it, it's gone. Cause Nina and Stone done shamed you and spit it. I'm nasty, wacky, sex in the back of the tour bus. Salty, bossy, ice and cognac in a Coors cup. Bounce on my back cause I'm stackety blue bus. But you see, won't open the mouth with me, baby, sure sucks. Yeah, and if they beef it, it's never me. But I never wanna get up in the face of a killer, cause y'all know my pedigree. I bust what they bust, and don't call me cousin, better let it be. You can find Stone, Tech Nine, along I-70
Midwest. Midwest, Midwest, yeah, get the bobbin' when you're rockin' with the best. Midwest, 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 spread to the east, north, south, and the west. Midwest, Midwest. Midwest explosion. Midwest explosion. All in the middle when the haters can't hold 'em.
Midwest explosion.
Hi, y'all. Up next, Mad Max, Vile.
I'm Maximilian. What kind of warfare do you like?
You just shot an unarmed man.
You sure armed yourself.
Destiny.
Dark and I love the way it looks, everything's so undefined. Only can see what your mind will allow when your fears get louder, when the moonlight shines tonight. Creeping behind you and waiting to strike when you hardly expect it. They carve in your arteries out of your neck and then awfully smear in the blood for a blessing. I know, it's just scary. I wish that somebody said something to prepare me. I'm way past the point of reverse. The curse is my life and it's all that I'm worth. I wave at the hearse and smile and cry. They all die and I'm totally fine. And eye for an eye will leave the world blind. And when that day comes, the world is mine. So demented, I'll leave you stuck to your knees cemented. Then drop you from off of a bridge into water. Right next to your wife and your son and your daughter. The evil is all. I'll show you I'm keeping a secret like I was supposed to. I got plenty of kill rooms that we can go to. And lots of sharpens and tools to go through. And I know that you don't really want to die. So I'm gonna give you this one chance. And I'll tie your hands. So pick up your pants and fucking run. Sorry, had to have some fun. It's more of a challenge when you're moving around. I keep both my ears glued to the ground. Till I hit them with a quick double tap.
It's no pleasure. It's taking your life. I'm a person.
I want your blood. And I want your soul. And I want them both right now.
Straight through the stomach with a blade that's rusting. I'm the kind of guy no one is trusting. Flesh decays and bubbles are busting from pus. Blood, bile, saliva, whatever your body is losing out. I love those intricate devilish games. Like catching a cat by using a mouse. I'm so sick. Murdering happily, bathing in blood like a cosmic battery. I'm just what I had to be to cause a tragedy. Still when they look, they laugh at me, that's fine. Take a really good look at me, it'll be the last time you see my face. When I'm done with you, they'll think it was Richard Trenton's face. Dismembered, disemboweled, but most of all you've been disregarded. Cause you ain't shit but a pile of ripped skin, bones and organs to be discarded. I'll eat your heart, then drink the blood. So much more wicked than you thought I was. You could be my victim.
victim now or later, then I'll read all about it in a Sunday paper. All my capers are hateful and violent. I'll watch you bleed to the bone smiling. I'm profiling. Agents involved, you won't catch me, and this ain't Saul. I ain't gonna be quite that nice. I don't care if you use it, you wasted your life. Only thing that's important is a tip of this knife. I stick and I slice and it all goes right.
When a person as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? Maybe you're just sitting around, eating guns and ammo, masturbating in your own feces. You just stop being all right. What? It's amazing how fucking crazy I'm doing. That's from the attack. Not from the front. 6-inch retractable claw. He doesn't bother to fight your jugular like a lion. Smash the fall.
You made it across the belly.
I'm so very disturbed. Speaking spells backwards and my vision blurs. Faithfully praying to God and Satan, I gotta make sure that they both get a turn. Overturn the urn. Ashes scatter from what was alive and burned. I was sperm to the earth for the purpose of hurtful words that do not discern. For the innocent and corrupt, it does not matter. Your brain stem still will splatter. Pass it against the wall with one shot. You said you're a demon slayer. Well, then what you got? You doing a soil plot to rot. I'm on top and I'm taking a piss. And writing so hard that I'm breaking my wrist. I'll take you right down the road with you. Yeah, looks like suicide to me. Go and find some paperwork you signed, then print a little letter about why you did it, and then trace your signature and leave it behind. Evil in mind, my fist of alien. I got the method from Sumerian aliens. Out my fucking mind like Raelian. Scaly skin like Vlad and Palin. I'll take your entrails out of your stomach and then cut it, then nail it with a stake to a tree. Then I'll force you to walk around and just try and stumble and sweat and bleed. I'll change both the feet of some demon inside of me. And then as soon as he settled, I blast myself, cause I wanna go kick it with the man in hell.
Oh,
by y'all next. Tommy Lee. By Archetype.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you about to witness?
Up next, fuck it, Metallica, The Memory Remains.
Fortune, babe, mirror, babe, gone insane, but the memory
Crowd crying, no actions of honor. Like twisted
Hi, y'all. Up next, Still I'm Broken.
I'm out here on the streets, but I'm standing.
And we are back now. Up next, Seven Dust, Praise. What's going on, Ghetto?
Nothing. Came back to a good song. How about that?
Hell yeah. Man, that's all I've been doing is fucking playing track after track.
I see. So Festiny is no longer here anymore.
Yeah, I think Festiny died.
She just might have. Juggalo Rider Radio is not held responsible if you kill yourself.
It's true. It's damn true.
And we also don't condone broken lighters, Havoc. So stop trying to fucking make it work.
Actually, it's my new lighter.
Sounds like the other one that doesn't come on.
Nah, the other one was just full of fucking rust. This one comes on. It just takes a while.
Just takes a while. You just got it.
Now I'm waiting on is my flag.
And your what?
Flag.
Flag.
Yeah, I ordered a flag off of Amazon.
Woo! So did you see Bad Grandpa?
Yes, I did.
What would you think about that movie?
It was really weird.
Because all these people said this movie was hilarious. It was only, all right, funny.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I think the best part that I laughed the hardest was whenever the little dude tripped over the garbage can. That and whenever he ran over the penguin. Because
yeah,
damn dude was so fucking pissed. He's like, I'll fuck you up, bro.
he's like,
notice how I'm not fixing it. If I was going to fix it, I'd be fixing it right now.
Yeah,
yeah, other than that, man, it was kind of dull.
Yeah, it really was, which is a shocker because, you know, Johnny Knoxville is usually funny as fuck.
Yeah, well, I guess he can't really do it alone.
Yeah, no.
You know, when they're all together, man, it's like some crazy shit. But if it's just one of them, it's just like, okay.
Man, speaking of shit, how about the fucking fact motherfucker fucking shat over the damn wall?
Yeah, that'd be some humor for my sister right there.
Fucking shat all over the wall and he just left it.
Like, he pooped on the wall and then the dude's eyes just lit up like, what?
Yeah, because then he just left.
He's like, he doesn't know what he's doing. Sometimes he shits himself. The trick
yeah,
is
that's
you
a great
go excuse. Fast so you don't get caught. That part reminded me of George Lopez.
Yeah.
Him and his mom.
Oh, yeah, that new fucking George Lopez show is going to be coming on, I think, sometime this month, I think.
It debuted the other night, man.
Oh, shit. I forgot about it.
It was what? Yeah, Thursday.
Now what fucking channel is that shit on again?
FX.
Yeah,
it's only on for a half an hour. So.
Yeah.
But and on, this, that's on, how on this show, he has a pretty funny mom too.
is she talking shit on him like the one from George Lopez show?
Yeah. Although I think Betty Lopez was funnier than this lady, though.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, it's still kind of funny. But it's kind of awkward with, what's his face? What the hell is that Mexican dude's name? That's a machete and whatnot.
Danny Trejo?
Yeah, that dude, man, like, him trying to be like a funny guy, shit, man, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, right, like.
He's like, go ahead and try to spray me in the eyes with pepper spray. It won't work.
What the fuck?
Like, I have no tear ducts or whatever. And then George Lopez sprayed him in the eyes. But it's funny because they did that in that show, and I just saw an old episode of George Lopez where he was talking about pepper spray and shit. He's like, that won't work on us Mexicans and shit, you know. He's like, that's like me spraying you with mayonnaise. Even though that's not really true. I mean, more than just white people like mayonnaise.
Yeah, right. Well, just think, man, at least we get a shitload of George Lopez now. Because you get the George Lopez night, and then you get St. George on Thursdays.
Yeah, well, most nights they don't like to play George Lopez. They play other shit.
Yeah, I noticed.
They like to play, the hell they've been playing lately? Friends. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, true. Hey, look, on fucking Tuesday, George Lopez, it's not me, it's you, is going to be on HBO.
Man, I think it's on all the time.
Yeah, it usually is. But that shit's funny, though.
I don't think I actually watched that. But I always see it on, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you should definitely check that shit out. It's funny as fuck. Put it that way.
I don't know. I think the only people I watched on there when it was on and shit was Cat Williams.
Yeah, and they had one up on there with the fucking... That was his name, Nick Cannon. Kind of weak.
Nick Cannon. How funny is he? What?
Yeah. Like I said, it was kind of weak.
I don't even know why he had an episode.
Fuck if I know. It was just weak.
I'm sure.
Dude's not.
Speaking of which. When the hell is that Wildin' Out going to be on with Tech N9ne?
Yeah, I don't know.
You some left-handed clubs, Tony. Huh? You just wasted $1,200.
No. It's wasted $1,200. I don't know why.
Fucking golf clubs.
Fuck that.
Why would I buy a set of clubs that Ducky could not use? Why? Oh, gee, let me think. I don't know. Maybe because if you don't buy them, I will tell Ducky that you destroyed his one-of-a-kind, handcrafted hickory shaft and vintage...
Man, you must be watching NCSI.
What happened?
So is that what you're watching? NCSI?
Yep. Well, NCIS.
NCIS, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
But freaking speaking of Ducky, man, fucking, I was in this FYE, this other mall, man, fucking, it was filled with all that shit that she likes, man. I was like, the fuck, man, she'd have a field day in her. Fucking, like, Deadpool everything.
Man, she just bought some fucking Deadpool fucking socks today.
Because they had blankets, fucking... A blanket pillow type thing. Like hats.
Damn.
I was like, it's too bad I don't like Deadpool that much. Like, what the fuck? Now you're
trying
to find like ICP shit or something, man. That's out of the question.
Yeah. But yeah, no, man, I've been watching fucking NCIS like for the past fucking few days now.
Man, I only watched that after Raw or something. Or before Raw.
Yeah, but I mean, the one before Raw is usually not the same because, well, that one's just usually fucking LL Cool J and shit.
Actually, I think it's the other one.
Well, they usually play both of them.
Yeah, they play them all. I don't know. I've never seen a whole season, though.
I haven't yet either. But I'm trying to watch like a full-out season of it.
I don't know. That show just doesn't click. Like Law and Order.
Well, yeah, they're both different. Like Law and Order, you know, they are cops and shit, but they focus on, you know, like street crime and shit. NCIS is more focuses on military crimes and shit like that. Like, you know, like dead Navy officers, Marines, and shit like that.
I don't know. I just don't like that show. Just like CSI. I don't really like that either.
Yeah, CSI, I don't like. It's just no. But this show, I like.
It's just always been about Law and Order. Except for, like, the first season or something. With them really old people and shit.
Yeah, right?
But anything after that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like both versions of Law and Order.
Yeah, but I think the one with, they had one episode that was like absolutely retarded. Like Law and Order or something. Like, that mainly just like, took place like in the fucking courthouse and shit.
The fuck? It's where it's usually at, yeah.
Well, no, like, I mean, like, with like Law and Order, SVU and shit like that. That one, you know, like, they're actually going to, like you know, crime scenes and stuff like that, arresting people. They had one where it was all focused on, like, no crime, like, not the cops, but like, it was all focused just, like, on just, like, the lawyers and shit.
Maybe that's, like, the very first season issue.
No, because, like, this was, like, a whole different, one, like, this one was, like, Law and Order, like, L.A. or something like that.
The fuck? I don't think there is one.
No, there's definitely a Law and Order, L.A.
Wait, hold on. Is it, like, the new episode and shit? Like, the new episodes? Like that's on what channels it on? Like NBC or something.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that season.
Let's see. All right. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. No, it wasn't LA. The one I was talking about was Law and Order Trial by Jury. That's the one.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, that's the one that mainly took place in like the courts and shit.
Must have missed all that.
Yeah, that one was boring as fuck.
Well, maybe that's why they don't play reruns.
Yeah, that shit was only on for like maybe about a year, because it started in 2005 and they canceled it in 2006.
Huh. Well, I definitely didn't see it then.
Law and Order LA, which I think is still going on. That's the one that's on NBC and shit.
It's just not the same since everybody's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Like on all of the all the shows.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, I don't know, man.
Only,
just,
the only ones left is like Ice-T and Olivia, I think.
Yeah. And like Munch is there from time to time, but not all the time,
no. Man, I think he finally is done with the show.
That's possible.
I think he's finally off the show, actually. Yeah.
Let's see.
Speaking of Ice-T, I saw an Ice-T shirt.
Yeah, you're right. 2013 was his last year for Law and Order.
Yeah, see, I knew it was sometime recently.
Yeah, so it's like just weird.
Have you ever seen that fleece blanket that says fuck the world on it?
No.
It's an ICP blanket, you know, it's like that t-shirt that says fuck the world on it.
No, I haven't seen that.
I saw that blanket, I was like, the fuck? Yeah, something new. And I saw Riddlebug's wallet that says jokes on you.
Where the fuck is all that at?
Spencer's.
That explains it. I haven't been to the mall in forever.
The wallet was $19. I was like, fuck that. Last time I was in Spencer's buying a wallet, I got two wallets for $11. No, fuck out of here. $19.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous with how much the fucking shit is.
Yeah, and I saw those pop action figure things, and they went $13 in there for that shit. I paid like $7.99 for the ones I got.
Yeah, like what the fuck? $13 for a fucking toy.
Because it was the Daryl one.
Ah, that probably explains it.
Well, no, that's not why it was so expensive. The other one was probably the same price, too, but that's the only Daryl I've actually seen in the stores.
Yeah, right? Fucking, I mean, shit, like, you don't see Rick, you don't see Michonne. I mean, I think I saw Michonne once, and that was an Hot Topic.
I actually have the Michonne one, and that came from FYE.
Hell no, man. It's fucking ridiculous.
But yeah, like, I don't know. It's easy to find, like, Governor and Rick nowadays, though.
Well, yeah, now that the Governor's dead, it's even easier to find him.
But as for Daryl, that's a harder thing. He's the only one you can't really find.
Well, unless, like, you're up on fucking Amazon, what do you want, like, fucking $30 for that shit?
Yeah, these motherfuckers. Oh, so how about I actually saw new wrestling figures in Target, which was surprising. They had the Shield in there, They had the Bella, they had the Bella Twins.
I'll buy the Bella. Oh, meet me before I buy the fucking Shield.
Like, that was very, very rare right there. Female action figures.
Like, what the fuck are they thinking?
But as for, like, the other people, they just sit there. You know, they, like, Daniel Bryan and Triple H and Kane and shit.
Yeah. Nobody wants Daniel Bryan and Kane anymore.
It doesn't look like it, man. He's been, they've just been sitting there for weeks.
Damn.
Just like the Elite set, man. They still got the same ones sitting there. Mark Henry.
Well, that makes perfect sense because Mark Henry keeps getting himself injured.
They got a new set coming out. It's going to have Bray Wyatt in it.
That should be fucking interesting.
They already have one out, apparently. But they're putting out another one in this next series.
I didn't even know that they already had one.
Yeah, I've never seen one until I saw it on his website, and it's on back order. But they got a new one coming out, so, like, that one shouldn't even matter. So,
man,
I have the other two.
I should buy this shirt.
What's that?
It says, fuck me, I'm Irish.
Of course. We haven't seen that shirt before.
Well, most of them usually just say, kiss me, I'm Irish.
I saw a shirt for St. Patrick's Day. I think it was something about not getting arrested or something. Like, and I was like, I hope somebody gets arrested in this shirt. I forget what it said, but it was real funny. Because I was like, you know somebody going to get arrested in that fucking shirt.
Hell yeah.
Just because they'll be acting like dumbasses.
Yeah. I believe it. Time to add to my fucking Pokemon collection. Let's see if they got any good tins. Level X Pokemon card or EX card. One collector's tin. One bonus collectible Mew card. And 30 additional playing cards ranging from Generation 1 to the latest generation. So I noticed M-Wall hasn't been making much music lately.
Hope he ain't dead.
Yeah, right?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man, come on, man. While he was out in fucking Afghanistan, he kept fucking putting out track after track. Now we don't hear shit.
Because he ran out of ideas.
I guess so.
Or he's actually at war.
Yeah, that could be a possibility.
You know, at that time, looked like he didn't have shit to do.
Yeah, right.
But now, maybe they actually have some missions to do.
That's possible.
Or maybe he came home. Who knows?
Yeah.
Send him a message.
I sent him one. He didn't even respond back.
Oh.
Apparently your dog doesn't like that out here.
She's very upset with that. Do you want him all to come back? Speaking of dogs, did you enjoy the zombie dog?
Yeah, yo, that shit was just random.
Yeah, like, where the fuck did this dog come from?
Yeah, right.
So let's see. Some random person kidnaps Beth, and then a random group surrounds Daryl.
Yeah. And that one dude gets fucking gets decked in the jaw for it.
Yeah, who knows who the hell these people are going to be. They're probably going to be like that other group. They were in one episode, and then that was it. They debuted that hot chick and the mother people, and then that was it.
Yeah, right?
And now we're here with a new group. And by the end of these three episodes, we might be at the new destination.
Yeah, probably.
But supposedly that damn chick was in that Twilight movie.
Yeah.
I would have never known that because I've never seen Twilight.
Oh, I guess it's, you know, she doesn't have a Twilight anymore. Gotta do something.
They gave her one episode of The Walking Dead.
Like, oh, sorry, you're not in Twilight anymore. Here, have one episode.
Here, you get one line. Is this yours? Who's going to be at this new camp? It's going to be ran by the governor.
Man, that'd be funny as fuck if that actually happens.
Be like, what the fuck?
Like, damn it, we just got away from that motherfucker. He's supposed to be dead.
Like, I thought I killed him.
Yeah, you thought you did. Yes, you thought wrong, motherfucker.
Just killed Bob already.
Yeah, right? Stop having the fucking girls protect them.
As you could see, for some reason, they went all the way back in time for his story, for some reason.
Yeah, right.
And then his story was both of his groups, you know, were gone. How do you think they all disappeared? Because his dumb ass got them killed. And then it went from there to all the way to this point. Like, what?
Yeah, don't know how the fuck that worked.
Yeah, it was a giant leap, man. We went all the way back before he got that dude killed at the liquor store or whatever the fuck right there. Super
yeah, right.
Fuck. And then and then it cuts to the new part now.
Yeah, don't know what to say about that.
Every day I'm catching them.
Wow.
The shit I can find on fucking Amazon.
just when LMFAO couldn't get any worse.
Oh, man, that's just fucking ridiculous. Oh, man.
Did you ever listen to that song I sent you? That parody of that Frozen song?
I think I listened to, like, a bit of it.
Can you help me hide a body? I think it's funny because my damn sister kept saying that to us in the one day. I was like, God damn, shut up. Do you want to build a snowman?
What the fuck was she singing that for? And why did you stab her for it?
Because she kept watching that shit.
And how old is your sister?
29.
She's just sad.
She likes that movie? I don't know. She tends to like cartoon movies.
I mean, shit, I like animated movies, but I ain't gonna watch no fucking Disney crap.
Hey, don't hate on Disney movies.
Really?
Yes, really.
And I still wouldn't fucking watch that shit.
How you gonna hate on Disney movies, man? What the fuck? You know you watched Disney movies growing up.
I think the only Disney movie I watched growing up was the fucking Newsies.
The fuck is that?
There's a fucking Disney musical that had that fucking Christian Bale in it too.
Must have missed that one.
Yeah, that was the, I believe his very first movie.
Okay, now, actual Disney movies, like cartoon movies. I'm sure you've watched some of them.
Probably. I don't remember what the fuck I watched.
Like, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin. There's shit like,
yeah, I think I saw Aladdin, maybe like once.
Once?
Yeah.
Damn. What the hell did Havoc watch during his childhood?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Pokemon, Power Rangers, G.I. Joe.
Oh, come on. Pokemon wasn't around until, like, we were in, like, middle school and shit.
Actually, the show came out, I believe, 99.
Yeah, eighth grade or some shit.
If I think. Anyways, let's see.
Well, see, you watch some good things, see? We all watch those things.
Okay, yeah, 98 it came out. But let's see what I watched when I was fucking younger. Fucking Transformers. Rugrats. Doug.
See? we've all watched these shows, see?
Oh, yeah. Well, all except for Chris. He's just retarded.
He was, grown in a lab.
Man, he probably was.
He grew up in the projects.
Man, I think you mean he grew up out of the project.
He was bred to be a rapper.
Well, whoever fucking bred him to be your fucking rapper, man, they did a horrible job.
It was grown in the Young Money lab.
Now, see, that I will believe.
He was like, your name will be Devil's Nightmare, and you will be the gangsta here.
He's like, no, I will be Psycho Killer, and use a horrible fucking effect for my voice.
The thing is, man, he used so many different effects, man, it was... Just didn't work.
Yeah, right.
Like, even when he sent me his vocals the one time for that one track we did, there was nothing I could do. It was like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell does he do?
Yeah, right.
And, like, I swear he, you know, tries to rap in, like, three different voices on, like, one take. Yeah.
I believe it.
So that becomes very difficult. It's like, yeah. Shit.
Like, I don't even think he knows what the fuck he's doing with his music.
Dude, most of these people don't.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, it's one dude on my list. He's always posting some stuff talking about how good it is. It's alright.
Man, it's probably absolutely horrible.
But I don't know. My songs, they tend to start crackling randomly after I do what I want to, and I don't know why.
No idea.
It just starts crackling, like, what the fuck? It sounded fine before I did this. What the hell?
Yeah, and then you did it, and you're like, fuck. What the hell?
Yeah, and then there was no going back. It's like it sounds fine, but it just has random crackles.
Yeah, right.
After I, you know, take all the breasts out and whatnot.
All the breasts out? What the fuck?
All the breathing.
Oh. <You know? laughs> Yeah, for a minute, I know you said, get all the fucking titties out. Like, what the fuck?
What? How would I put titties in a song?
I have no idea. Because it sounded like you said breast, not breath.
No. Because that's not possible.
Oh, man.
I think it's funny, though, that Busta B posted up that song, and then I guess nobody said anything. And then I posted it up again, and then his mom commented on it.
The fuck?
Yeah, apparently she's like a fan of ours. I don't know. Because I didn't know who that lady was at first, and then found out it was his mom.
Damn.
He's like, yeah, she stalks my Facebook and shit.
Because that's not creepy or anything.
It must suck that your mom's watching your Facebook. Like, what?
Yeah, right. Like, why the fuck is she watching your Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know. At least she listens, though, I guess.
Sure.
Somebody got to listen to us.
Yeah, that's true. Might as well be his mom.
Yeah. Matt King, I sent him a song you should listen to. He went and listened to a whole bunch of other different songs. I was like, did you listen to this song? He was like, which one? I was like, the one I fucking sent you. Click on one specific song and, you know, he goes and clicks some other shit.
Yeah, because that's what you told him to go to.
Yeah. It says clearly right there in the link that I sent him what song I wanted him to hear.
Well, apparently he didn't know.
No, he's very difficult.
I believe it.
And I like making fun of him and shit because then he gets mad.
Man, I'd make fun of his ass.
He likes to say stupid shit and, you know, like it doesn't bother him and whatnot. But it bothers him. Whenever he says some dumb shit and then I get mad, and then he thinks I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Like when I say fuck you. Like, fuck you, man.
Well, at least he's not posting stupid-ass fucking pictures on comments anymore saying fat, fat, fap.
No. I think he ran out of pictures when we had the picture war on the one link that I shared.
Probably.
Like 84 comments on it.
Damn. I don't think that's coming.
And in the mix of all that, you saw Tara in there.
Yeah, right?
I was like, what the fuck? Stalker?
Right? What the fuck? What are you stalking people for?
He's like, you guys are cracking me up. Like, what the fuck are you watching my shit for?
Yeah, don't know.
And then she shut up after that, though.
Well, that's a good thing.
I guess.
Yeah, quit.
I guess we upset her.
I guess so.
Yeah, quit. Yeah, quit.
What the hell is that?
Gaelic.
Who?
Gaelic.
Gaelic what?
No. That's the language. Gaelic.
Okay, then.
It's, Dia Dus, which is Gaelic for hello.
Okay, then.
I think I'm going to smoke this cigarette, and then I'm going to pass out. Because I was about
like
to work.
A wonderful time. Audio.
Yeah. Peace out, Doug Life.
Doug Life.
Yeah, man. That right there is for Destiny's boyfriend. Doug Life, nigga.